as he's drinking, man. Come on. We haven't even started the episode and Dom is hammered.
It's no, the only really way I can make it through an episode with these two idiots.
All right.
Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we use Instagram to grow our small businesses and form social communities. Learn how we've created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with other brands. Whether you want to take your small business or your social media to the next level, or you're just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Mark from Remarkable Woodworks, and I'm joined by Vic from The Stump Shop and Dom from M Inspired Living. Now, I can barely stand these two, but other people seem to enjoy them, and you got to give the people what they want. So I'll stop boring you with the intro now, and we can get on to this week's episode of the For the Gram podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the For the Gram podcast. I'm Vic from The Stump Shop. As always, we do this every time. Why do I need to introduce you to? It's Mark and Dom. Let's move on. That's it. You know what we're going to do, though? We're gonna be dropping seasons on you guys. We're going to make this more streamlined. Look at Mark. He is so relaxed looking now that he's not having to do all the work on the back end. Anyways, we've mentioned this before. We're dropping seasons. We're dropping episodes regularly. So welcome to episode one of the new season. Does that sound good?
We're not keeping track, though, after this. I don't know exactly. How many episodes each season's going to have, but we're just going to go until we get tired, and then we're not going to go anymore. And then
until another summer comes around.
Yeah, right. Calling them seasons is just an excuse so we can take 8 weeks off whenever we need to, you know, and then we come back with a new season.
Exactly.
Perfect. Anyway,
so
today,
season three will be in December.
Yeah, ish.
Yeah.
Hey, that's how Netflix works.
That's true too. Yeah. Yeah.
Their seasons don't follow any.
That's how sports work in 2020. We're having the finals in ball when we're about to start a new season, usually in 3 weeks, right?
Right.
But Mark mentioned something interesting. I don't know if it was last episode. I think it was last episode about the possibility of monetizing off of Instagram, specifically IGTV. We weren't going to let that one go because that is some crucial info. So today we're going to talk about making money on the gram. And I guess that's going to lead to making money on socials, period. But we're going to focus on Instagram and how to make some moolah. Sorry about that.
Awkward.
Yeah. I just made out with my microphone. Dom, take it away.
I just want to hear this because I want to learn how I can finally start making some money.
Yeah, I'm going to retire by the time I'm 30.
Actually, you know what's funny, Dom? I think just not only having done it for years, but, you know, specifically whenever we pick an episode topic, I do my research. I read online and I watch the YouTube, you know, because everything you learn is off YouTube. But one of the main ways of making money off Instagram, and Dom, you were just joking about teach me how I can make money. I actually think you, out of all three of us, are crushing one of those ways the best. And one of those ways is just using Instagram to actually sell your stuff that you make, right? You do an awesome job at that, man. Like, never mind, we're going to get into sponsors and making videos for brands, this and that. Dom, lead us through, because that's where I sell my products too. But really, you know, in terms between us three, I think you crushed that game, man, selling your stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, selling actual physical product is probably the easiest way to start making money on social media.
Yep.
I mean, anybody can do it. You don't have to have, you know, a huge following to try and entice people to sponsor you and that sort of stuff. Really, you just need a decent product and send some nice pictures. And
did you ever do that, Mark?
I never did that, no. But now, in 2020, it's interesting because now if you go into the Explorer tab and then you have those like little tabs at the top, you can actually go to shop, right? So that's one of them. If you're like in the mood to spend some moolah, you can go on there and it's tailored to like who you're following. So I don't know if you take advantage of that at all, Dom, but it comes up as like suggested for you. So I often get like a lot of like workwear or like tools or camera stuff fed to me on that. So
Now, to be fair, I haven't really let's say, monetized my Instagram and turned it into a shop like you can do, and you know how you can click on it and see the prices. I just really kind of use it as a gallery and direct people to my website because I.
But even in stories, if you mention like, hey, if you want to buy this board, then swipe up and it takes them off platform to your website.
Yeah. I use the swipe up directly to that link on my website, directly to that page. Now
that's an Instagram sale, if you ask me.
Absolutely. And my Instagram sales have actually started to do fairly well, I would say, over the last year or so. But that as well did take some time to build. Like, I'll be honest, the first couple of years on Instagram, I didn't actually sell much through Instagram.
Right. Well, I mean, that's just one of the ways, right? That's kind of the obvious way. And I think just because we've done it all, we, like the three of us have done it, and watching all these, you know, newcomers to Instagram, it seems like that's kind of, that's why when someone doesn't follow this trend, I pick them out and I go, that person's going to be doing things on Instagram. They're going to be noticed. They're going to grow quick because it seems to be the common trend, which I did it. I'm telling you right now, when you start off on Instagram, you make something cool in your garage and you're like, I want to sell this. So you hop on IG. You don't know part of the community. So you sound very salesy. Do you know what I mean? Like in your comments, you're like, hey, this is, you say the price or you say, you know, just strictly about selling, which is totally cool. I did that. But then you slowly develop a community and you realize I don't want to be salesy. So maybe the selling on Instagram thing is awesome to start. I'll be honest right now, boys, I still use Instagram as my main selling platform if I'm selling stumps, like specifically. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if that's what, because that's where I show people how I make it, this and that, and people follow along. And then all I have to do is post it and just go, you know, it's for sale, DM me.
Yeah.
So in that sense, that's one of the ways to make money off Instagram.
But the thing is that I think a lot of people don't realize, and you mentioned it, I did the same thing too. I started out, my posts were like super sales oriented. Yeah. This is what I have and it's for sale and this is for how much. And the posts don't have to be salesy. The product, if it's a good product and there's interest in it, it'll sell itself whether you make it a salesy post or whether in your post you're talking about something completely off topic. Yeah,
I agree.
You know, posted pictures of things that, you know, I'll take a charcuterie board, for example, and the post could have nothing to do with that particular board. It'll be whatever, about what I ate for lunch or what music I'm listening to.
And someone wants to buy it, right?
Yeah, I'll get a private message saying, hey, is that board available? You know, how much do you want for it? And I find sometimes doing it that way is better because, number one, you're not coming across as salesy. Number two, you're making a sale in the long run, but you're also building your community because you're using that post not just as a vehicle for a sale. You're using that post also as a vehicle to grow your community.
Yeah, to gain more people and get more eyes on your page, right?
And to show what you're like able to do, right? Like I have kind of a little network here of like that I know who is, you know, close to me that has a CNC, who's close that has a 3D printer, who's close that has these things that if I get kind of like, if I get sent something or somebody comes to me and says, hey, can you make this happen? I'm a quick DM. I've even started to save those people. So like when you save photos, you can save them in categories.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I use that to my advantage as like,
metal workers in the East End.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so I'll smart, have man. Like wood suppliers like in like Toronto, North wood suppliers, East wood suppliers way out in Nowhereville. And then I'll have like local plumbers, local, you know, whatever I need. And then I can kind of go back into that as like a resource. So that's another like reason why it's important to not necessarily sell stuff, but just kind of like document what you guys are up to or like what you do, what services you offer, what services you don't offer, because people are going to watch your stuff.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. Just today, maybe 10 minutes before we hopped on the mic here to record, I was back and forth with a guy about, hey, can I bring by some stumps and you can flatten them for me? That's not a service I've ever sold. I sell finished stumps. because I show the video of my jig and I show people how to do it, I encourage people DIY if you have any questions. But this guy's just like, he's probably like, screw that. I don't want to build this jig. Can you flatten this for me? Yeah. So now I'm like, I'd be stupid to say no.
Right.
That could be a quick, you know, couple hours in and out, couple doll hairs in the pocket. You know what I mean? It's like, there you go. I just sold a service without really selling the service at all or even intending to.
Which is kind of cool too, right? Like in what world would you think that flattening stumps would be like a way to make money? Do you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, it's very, very cool to create these communities that you can essentially bring in an income from.
But that kind of leads to, it's almost like a spiral effect. If we're talking about making money off the gram, okay, so now that's one example. You know, I show how to do something with wood. Someone wants to come and pay for that service. Now, perhaps you're thinking, wait a minute. If someone is interested in that specific thing, jig, for example, let me bang out some plans for it. And next time I talk about it in a story, I'll swipe them up to plans that I've listed off platform somewhere else, right? Like, it's never ending when someone says, how do you make money off? We've joked about this many times, especially the three of us. 5 years from now, if someone 5 years ago, someone were to say, hey, I'm a YouTuber or a content creator, I'd almost be like, oh man, this guy's probably struggling. You know what I mean? Like, they're not paying the bills. Now I'm like, holy smokes, there's so much potential there, man. And we've only begun to, what's that
saying? Bro, my neighbors look at me like I have three heads when I'm out there with the garage door open and I'm shooting these YouTube videos and I'm like on my front lawn with my camera in my face. Like, my neighbors will, we've joked about it before, like, until they start to see, you know, like things get delivered to the house or like all this other stuff. And they'll like, then they start, you know, wow, that's pretty interesting.
That's cool.
It sparks that conversation. But until then, like, you almost have to kind of like foresee the future and know what you're working towards, because you're going to get those conversations where like people are literally going to look at you like, oh, I feel so bad for you. This guy has to be an influencer.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're like, well, I mean, it's not terrible, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I don't have my bills are paid this year. I don't like, cool.
My favorite is my clamps that are up on my garage wall now. Just because of lack of space, I had to put them on this certain wall that if my garage doors are open and someone's walking by on the sidewalk, they'll see them all.
Yeah.
And I've honestly had like maybe half a dozen people literally be like, hey, that's cool. That's a lot of, you know, they do the slow walking up the driveway. Yeah. Like, they want to say what's up. And I'm just like, hey, come on in. That's cool. Clamps. I'm like, yeah, man, I got those sent to me right away. They're like, what? Those are so, and you just start. That's not cash, but that's making money off Instagram right there. Like, I don't have to buy myself a whole row of clamps, not to mention all the other products. Like Mark said, things start arriving and there's a lot of money to be made there, man. And we're just, let me get this saying out. What is it? This is just the tip of the iceberg. Is that
right?
I don't know. I'm European. I don't know these sayings, but anyways.
But Instagram's just one platform too, right? So that's like not being able to have that like link or making it that you have to get 10K before you can even do a swipe up, like that discourages a lot of people because it is work to get to that swipe up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I know a ton of people that just want the swipe up and then they give up, you know, like they, once they get it.
Yeah.
Then they start becoming salesy, and then it's just swipe up this and swipe up that and swipe up this, right?
Yeah, you run out of things to swipe up, and then
at that point it becomes a matter of knowing as well how to use it and how to make the best. If you're, you know, swiping something up every second story, people are going to get sick of that and they're going to stop swiping up.
Yeah,
right. You got to pick and choose your spots, and you know, only swipe up for something that you think is worth. Yeah. Someone swipe up for.
I've still never done it, man. I'm thinking back to when I said, when I reach swipe up, you know, you guys know me. I joke a lot in my stories. And I was always thinking of sending people to like a totally random YouTube video based, like, but it's not what I say swipe up to. Do you know what I mean? Like, just to see people's reactions. I've never done that, man. You guys ever send people to some awkward places in a swipe up?
That's stupid. No, I would never do that.
dumb.
So that's ways not to make money on Instagram. especially when a brand watches you and swipes up and it's, you know, some awkward video. But moving right along to sponsored posts.
So listen, I think that for most people, the first way that they make a little bit of money on social media is by selling something that they've made or a service that they can offer. But I think you're right too, that gets the ball rolling in your mind and it starts to leave. I think that's why a lot of people start, you know, doing shirts or hats, because it becomes, it's two in one, right? It's marketing, because now you have people wearing your brand, but it again, it's a small sale, right? And people start to move on to that. And then I think the natural progression, as you see your follower accounts start to rise, people maybe get some smaller companies reaching out to them asking, hey, would you like to try, you know, this product, or would you like to try that product? And for a lot of people, that really is like, that's the eye opener. That's like, wait a minute, you're going to send me free stuff just to try out?
The trap.
That is the trap.
That's the trap.
That's when they start saying, give me all the free stuff, and they rob themselves of realizing that these companies are saving millions of dollars by sending you free product and saving on their marketing budgets and letting you sheepishly market their stuff for free. And that's when you put your foot down and say, Vic, you do it better. Like, you do it better than anybody I've ever seen. It's just like, yeah, for sure, I would love to send you my price list. I have very reasonable rates to market product if I like the product.
But mind you, I'll sit here right now and admit this, that I'm like Babe Ruth, okay? When you go to the
candy bar?
Babe Ruth? That's a baseball player, right?
It was a chocolate bar.
So I'm like the Babe. When you go up there, I get struck out a lot. I'm not going to lie to you guys. You guys get my messages where I'm like, yeah, they said no. I said no. I'm okay with that, though. That's the thing. You have to be careful when it comes to trying to, A, obviously you don't want to sell yourself short, but then you also don't want to be that guy that never lands the deal because you keep saying, no, I want more. No, that's not cool. I don't want to do that. And I have to admit, I do that a bit too much because I've never sat down and said, I have a goal to make Instagram my main income earner. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
so I'm like, I can't take your deal. I have to make this much this month. I always told myself I'm not going to do that. So therefore I'm able to balance and say no to a lot of brands that are, like Mark said, trying to take advantage of you. Yeah. And then I'm also able to say no to even some bigger deals that I look back a week later and go, I am such a dick for saying no. I really wanted to do that deal, but I'm happy with it. I didn't sell myself short, this and that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
100%.
And then I'm right. So,
but I know the deals you're talking about, and you are not a dick. Those are bad deals. Bad deals.
Well, that's because we talk about every deal we get.
Happy you're not involved in that.
Okay, listen, let me ask you this, because
I really wanted new shoelaces, Mark.
I know the one specific deal that we're talking about here, but look at it this way. Like, you're in a position where you're able to say no to that offer, and you know enough based on what you've done up to this point to know that it was not a good offer. But would you blame somebody that has however many followers, but they're just starting to get into working with brands and stuff?
I've always said I don't.
For accepting that offer? I think at that point, you have to take that.
You have to learn, but I would challenge our listeners to even use the three of us to reach out to. And if you don't, so here's the thing. We have each other to bounce these ideas off of. Hey, boys, do you think this is a good deal? Hey, boys, I just got offered this. A lot of people don't have that. A lot of people do this stuff by themselves, right? So they get offered this deal for, you know, wow, I'm going to make $1,000 for an entire year.
They run it by their spouse, who's like, yes,
and
yes.
You mean all that time on Instagram you're going to make $1,000 from, and you're not allowed to showcase another brand for an entire year? Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because they just see the $1,000 tag to it. They don't see the headache that's going to come from you being out in the shop so stressed out because you have to put out these freaking content agreements that you have agreed to, and these guys are breathing down your neck for it. And when you finally put work and thought and effort into it and you send it off to them and they say, yeah, no, I don't really like that, or I don't like this thing in the background, can you redo it? And you're sitting there 2 weeks later being like, well, no, I can't redo it. And then suddenly that $1,000 seems like it is not worth it whatsoever. So to answer your question, Dom, yes, I think people have to go through that process themselves to realize what that dollar amount is for them. But I also think that people need to realize that the community on Instagram is just that, a community. So you can reach out to other content creators and ask for their opinion and ask for their advice. And if we want to create this For the Gram community, we can totally do that, where we each other just kind of bounces different ideas off of each other. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to cut you off. At the end of the day, we only become stronger. So when these brands reach out to you, you're like, well, I've got two other homeboys who might benefit you as well if you want their contact information, if you're looking for people like me. And you kind of, you know, bring the herd to the brands and we start dictating everything. And that is how you debate.
Wow. Mark just went off.
I came on fire tonight.
Yeah. Look at him. Holy smokes. No, I was just going to say, when you get offered a deal or a brand at that point in your, when you're starting off, it's like when I was talking to everyone I knew, including my parents, my friends, you know, should I get a puppy? No. These are the reasons why you shouldn't. Don't do it. What did I do? I went out and I bought a puppy, right? I listened to everyone. That's the same way with working with brands. Listen, guys, don't do it because of this. Don't do it with that. You will end up doing it because you get that email that says, hey, do you want this? Do you want that? So we're not here to say don't do that. Obviously, get into it. To tie it back to our topic, that is one way to make money off Instagram. Just be careful, because a little money versus what certain brands or even, you know, other collaborations want out of you, just be careful. That's all we're saying, right? And Mark was mentioning we should form sort of like a community or a For the Gram kind of group. It, guys, we're talking about making money and we're talking about forming a group. We haven't even mentioned yet what we just came up with recently.
Oh, it's like a perfect segue.
Yeah, you like that? Yeah, I was waiting for someone to mention those two things. But before anyone goes on, we started a Patreon page for the For the Gram podcast.
Boom.
Bam, there you go. It's being dropped. yeah, I know. it's
just
coming
shut
from
up.
That. Yeah, this coming from the guy who's never once promoted it or asked for help. No, we're just kidding.
I mean, I haven't.
It's true. It was a tough decision, though, man. We'll talk about it for a few seconds because it's the first time we've announced it. It was a hard decision. No one is comfortable asking other people for money. Right. But we're here doing this. We love doing it. That's not the problem. We love it. But it's getting to the point where now I was sick of Mark editing in his busy lifestyle taking 6 weeks, and we're just like, you know what, we gotta hire an editor, we gotta get some, you know, we gotta pay for the domain name and this and that, and we're talking about making money off Instagram. None of us
what?
Makes much money.
Hang on, what Instagram, so. What's wrong with wishing people Merry Christmas in the middle of July?
Yeah,
because we recorded the podcast in December.
That's hardy, I can't wait to go to Workbench next month and we drop hardy, it 4 months after Workbench.
All right. Listen.
No. You listen, because this is more important than whatever you're going to say.
No. Hear me out.
Okay.
Normally, when you hear these podcasts and you listen to all these podcasts, you look like these people put themselves on the pedestal. I like to think that we are in the shit with the people that are listening to.
Absolutely, man. Yeah.
Our podcast.
I'm under the pedestal. There's somebody sitting on it. And I'm crushed.
I am the coaster. Whatever drink they're sipping on, I am the coaster that is holding up their drink. So I am in this with them, and that's all.
What the hell are you talking about?
I have no fucking idea.
This guy's a coaster.
I think he's trying to sell a set of coasters.
Yeah, let's stop selling. You should know that coming from sales.
I'm trying to say that none of us wanted to create this Patreon. No, like none of us wanted to do it. But at the same point in time, we love doing the podcast. We're like, we love giving back to the community, and we just wanted it to pay for itself. So if anyone thinks that we're making money off of it, you are dead wrong.
Yeah.
We're just looking for it to be covered. That's all. So that we can.
Speaking of. Yeah. So that the reason we're saying all that is please hop on board. You know, if you can support us with a few bucks, do it. If not, then just keep listening for free. So, but let's give a big shout out to our first ever Patreon. I dropped the story on my Instagram.
We're the worst Patreon beggars of all time.
Yeah. Netflix isn't free. Why should For the Gram be? You know?
Or just keep listening for free, he says.
We have 7 listeners per episode, and we're asking for money.
Oh my God.
Okay, so listen, this is a big serious note here. I put out a story just saying exactly what we just talked about, how awkward it was to create this page, but some people just feel like giving back, which would be awesome. And almost instantly, we got our first patron, which is someone who supports your Patreon page, and it's Danielle over at Reconstructed Charm, a sign maker. Big thank you, because that was awesome. You know,
we should make a wall of fame, like a For the Gram wall of fame with all these people's handles and everything on it, and we'll just put it up behind all three of us.
We'll put it up somewhere.
And no one ever sees these videos.
Yeah, no idea what video. No, the truth is these are all going to be dropping on YouTube when Mark gets a chance.
Fuck that.
You're not editing anymore, but you're taking on the video.
Yeah.
I'm out.
So thank you to Danielle and another patron, Jeremy Meadows. You guys know Jeremy?
I remember Jeremy. You know, one of the nicest guys we've ever met.
Ever. His handle, let me get it out there quick.
Meadows. My nipples on fire.
Woodshop. Meadows Woodshop. Check him out from Kentucky.
Meadows
Woodshop.
He's still laughing about that.
Actually, right here. If this video ever gets
out. Yes.
Who's that?
Right there. Yeah. It'll never get out, but I'm pointing awkwardly over my left shoulder with my awkward index finger at this sick barrel, whiskey barrel top.
Let's just tell us a quick bit of the story. So we actually met Jeremy. He lives in Kentucky. We met him in person a couple years ago.
At his house.
We did the Rust-Oleum road trip. He was one of the stops that we made. We stopped at the poor guy's house at like midnight. He had to be up at 4 in the morning to make his way to work bench.
He was worried about us waking up.
Invited us in. He had a whole bunch of different bourbons ready for us with chocolates. And remember the whole wheel telling you what bourbon to eat with what chocolate? Yeah. Mark passed out from the bourbon.
It lit my nipples on fire. It was
That was great. That's a great memory. It's one of my favorite memories from that trip.
100%. Honestly, for sure.
What a nice guy, man. Jeremy, thank you so much.
Legit.
Yeah,
I love his shop. Yeah. Loved everything about that.
Remember the size of that laser machine?
Yeah.
Man. Mark could lie down in that thing.
It was on hinges, too. You'd pull these things and flipped it upside down, and it was a normal workbench.
It was ridiculous, man. It was a sick shop, sick whiskey sampling, or bourbon, I should say. Sorry. Jeremy. So when he hopped on board, that made us all super excited. So thank you.
We have to do something though for like Patreons or like our patrons. Sorry.
Well, if you go on the page, our Patreon page, it'll tell you there's different levels and this and that. And within each one, there's more that opens up. And like Mark said, we are nobody to be able to do this, right? I do feel weird doing it. However, some of those things are just like, you know, you get to chat with us three for an hour and just shoot the crap and hang out. And it's not that like you guys know I answer every message. These boys answer every message. But for us to sit down and dedicate an hour, it's hard in our life. So it's just something that we'd offer up and just go, hey, shoot the shit with us. You know, come up with some questions about your IG.
And we can brainstorm too. Like we can be real, brainstorm different things.
You'll probably
things.
Be teaching us
like,
something, you know?
Exactly. And we'll just bounce different ideas off of each other and all that stuff. And to be honest, I won't be able to do anything unless I get paid for it to explain that to my wife. Well, so I just like, hey, sorry, sweetie, it's part of my job now. Yeah, so that's the gotta thing. Go.
The things like, you know, hosting the domain name and all that, you never realize these little things in the, I don't know why my voice went up, but there's so many little costs associated with all of this that, you know, all three of us are working family dudes who love doing this, but at the same time, I'm going to whisper as if it matters. We want to tell our wives, hey, I'll be upstairs in the office talking to the boys for 2 hours. And, you know, maybe I can say like, hey, we got a new Patreon this month. And yeah, she'll be like, oh, okay, I don't know what that means, but it sounds like you're making some money. And we're not. We just want to break even.
Right.
Guys, we have been rambling on way too long. We promise it's only because we just announced it and we're excited. So please, if you can, we got the link in our bio on our page. It's patreon.com/forthegrampodcast. So if you get a chance, hook it up. And we'll give you a shout out in the next episode. Yeah, moving on. Let's move
on. Definitely appreciate it. Yeah. And I'm excited to actually chat with people and have some video calls with someone else that I can talk to other than you two.
And I put a couple of, not articles by any means, a couple of paragraphs on the Patreon page that are only if you're a Patreon. You get to read just a little bit about what we're thinking in the background. And, hey, we're going to be recording tonight a little bit about our – it's almost like – I don't like that word because I never knew what it meant, but it's almost like a For the Gram podcast blog. You know what I mean? Like a couple paragraphs here. I know. That's, I don't know what that means, but there's some pictures there that you'll never see anywhere else. I was trying to upload some videos of some of this, what we're looking at right now, just some behind the scenes stuff.
That'd be kind of cool if we posted videos on that. Instead, so it was like you got to like do a Zoom hangout with us or something.
Yeah.
Anyways,
can we get back to the topic? This is stupid.
That's
just Danielle, Jeremy. Thank you guys very much. We really appreciate
it. You guys are aces.
We could have said that in 10 seconds. And next episode,
now let's get back to the topic here. What's this guy doing?
We covered selling your own products. Obviously, that's simple. Let's move on to.
That was half an hour, by the way.
Okay, so let's not talk about the next one that long because I don't know if any of you have made any money off this next one. Affiliate links. Like, that's a big thing on Instagram. It's, if you're a big influencer, making money off linking and getting a percentage of that sale. I just talked to a guy that's huge on Instagram. Now he's huge on TikTok. And he sent me a message directly saying, you have no idea how much money I'm making. Like, this is what he said. So obviously I went and looked into it and it's possible. I don't make a lot off it. I don't make really any, to be honest, but affiliate links is a possibility. Any of you entertain that?
I could see it working depending on the, but like, I'll be honest. I think it was offered the whole Amazon affiliate influencer thing. And I'd looked at it and it just seemed like a ton of work to make a very small amount of money to me. Yeah. So, I mean, well, I passed on it, but
after you set it up originally,
I don't know because like,
I think it's just an easy way to link things when I'm sick of people asking me not sick of it. Don't get me wrong. I want them to keep
whatever coming, you jerk.
Tomato. No, I was just sick of always having to type up a unique answer to people when they ask what that thing is in your story. So now what I do is I type up a unique answer anyways, except I say, hey, it's in my Amazon page and I haven't got a penny off that. So I don't know if no one ever buys it or I got something.
But I think we're in the wrong market, man, because when we're Canadian. So whenever you send somebody there, it takes them to the Canadian page or like they have to be in your region in order for you to,
there's different ways to set up to different regions, but why don't we
just manage two like affiliate links in my opinion,
you could manage more like German and all that.
I just found that like, the time involved to even continue promoting it so that people know you have it and go use yours as opposed to one of the other 50 that they could use.
It is an option though.
I think I personally could put my time to better use than, you know, trying to sell something worth $15 and I'm going to make 4% of that.
Okay. So let's just leave it at that. You're The Rock and you affiliate link with some, you know, protein shake company, you're going to make a lot of money. But if you're not The Rock, I mean, the option is there, but that's not one of the best ways to make money off the gram. So what else? What else we got? Any other ways to make money off Instagram specifically? Because we all know the platform itself, unlike YouTube, and now from what I've heard, unlike TikTok, who's decided to take a bunch of money and pay some creators, Instagram has never paid their users. There's no way to make money off views. There's no way to make money off the amount of posts. Actually, you know, so, you're the one that mentioned this. IGTV, get back to that. What do you got?
It's in the works. As we record this, it's early September. There, it's in the works now. It's being tested in the States. There are a handful of creators that have the eligibility to run ads on their IGTV videos. Now, what I find to be interesting about this is where are these IGTV videos? They've taken them off Explorer. I don't understand. I'm not being fed a single IGTV video.
It's Reels. It's just Reels right now. There's a big Reels right away when you open it up.
So Reels and like short videos, even stills, I'm being fed not a single. And I've tested it. I've gone through on like several, like I have my page, your page, the Brolaws page. I've gone through a bunch. I've looked on my wife's and not a single IGTV video I'm being fed. So I don't understand how this is working. Maybe they're just trying to like collect their data in a specific way. I don't know. But stop posting IGTV videos for the next little bit anyways.
I just did post an IGTV video and I'm not kidding you. It's my worst performing video ever. And I know we've been
worse than the 8 minute staining video.
Oh my god, it's actually worse than that, I think. The last six episodes, you guys talk about this stupid staining video. No one's gonna watch it. Have you ever watched it? No, I never will.
Dude, if you ever have 9 minutes to watch what we're talking about. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna talk about it again. My first ever IGTV video. Go watch it.
Okay, so this
Nine minutes of staining a tray from one angle.
This is what Instagram is saying, that they're going to put ads on the IGTV videos, and the ads will appear as mobile-friendly devices or on mobile-friendly devices, and they will be up to 15 seconds long.
Oh, that's so long.
They're going to test experiments within IGTV ads throughout the year, and such availability will be to see if they can skip an ad or to make sure that you have to watch it all the way through. So if you watch YouTube videos, you'll kind of determine whether or not you skip it or you have to watch the whole thing.
It's basically going to follow the YouTube model for ads.
IG's notorious for ripping other thing, like ripping other platforms off.
Hello, so. Reels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Stories.
Yeah. Yeah. They just, they have a monopoly in this social media thing here. So they kind of.
I'll just put my glasses on and read these. So the question came in, or what are the creator eligibility requirements? So creators must adhere to Instagram partner monetization policies, which is a new policy, and content monetization policies in order to gain access to the tools that enable monetization, including but not limited to IGTV ads. These policies outline an account must comply with our community guidelines and have authentic, established presence on Instagram. This means that you only share content that you have created and have the rights for, which I find to be super interesting because you have these massive accounts that have posted several viral videos in order to gain this huge following.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they can just go back and delete those now if they want to start getting monetized on their original stuff.
But if you start monetizing now, would they – I don't know how a platform works. Would Instagram start paying you for your old stuff that's performed well? Like, how does monetizing work? Or does it start from the day that you upload?
let's see if that gets answered in these little questions that I'm reading on socialmediatoday.com.
I think it would go based on where the ads are running.
Yeah, the new ones. Right. Yeah,
well, let's see. Let's see if this question gets answered on social media.
Before you see if we answer the questions, I have another question for you. Do you have to have a creator account to do this?
I did not write this article, believe it or not. This is just found on socialmediatoday.com. Yeah. How many creators are being tested in this current testing period? And 200 within the U.S. market.
That's it. How freaked up is that?
Right?
That's like 0.00001%.
It's crazy. We'll start testing IGTV ads with about 200 creators in the U.S. market. We believe that emerging creators will see the most benefit from monetization in IGTV, but we'll want to test with a variety of accounts to make sure that this gets...
So then why pick 200 when you have 5 million users or whatever?
No sense to me.
Or maybe we should just link them to this website. Like, drop that website again instead of reading it all out. But that is some super valuable info.
I do want to read this, though.
Okay.
Are there requirements for a video in order to be monetized? It has to be 2 minutes or longer.
Oh, okay.
It has to be user-friendly. It has to be in English. Or including subtitles with English subtitles. Okay. So they're targeting English speaking countries.
Yeah, that is strange. For now, yeah. I mean, it's the most popular language in the world, I think. Yeah. Is it not? Or?
And right. I mean, I can see the 2 minute minimum because nobody's going to want to watch a 15 second commercial so that they could watch a 25-second video.
Or yeah, the little hack where it's like a minute and 10 seconds. You know what I like? Everyone does like a minute and 10 seconds to get that IGTV.
Yeah.
You can't have violent content or like anything to say like, you know.
Yeah.
That any means, of that fun stuff.
Anything that breaches their guidelines now.
Here's the ticker. Previously posted IGTV videos or any new videos posted without feed previews are not eligible for monetization. Oh.
Okay, so that answers Vic's question.
Yeah, I was trying to retire.
10 million viewed video is
that one video that blew up.
Delete it now while you can,
and then repost.
Delete it, and then post it once you can monetize it.
I'm in a shadow ban. Remember? All right, so that's awesome.
I find that article to be super interesting because it is basically exactly how TikTok announced that they were going to start paying their people, and it is essentially how YouTube pays their people as well, because even in there it says that they're going to pay them out monthly, and that's exactly how YouTube does it. Every month you get a check. So with YouTube, there's like a whole arm's length of ways that you can monetize those videos.
Yeah, that's way different. Yeah.
But this is super interesting because it is something that I'd never thought that I would see, from Instagram specifically. Cause I don't think it's like that on Facebook.
No, same here, man. I never thought Instagram would go that route because their usership or whatever, the amount of people using it is just. It's still growing to this day. It's still massively growing. It's a big app without ever having to pay. So now you'd be surprised. Like, it's just funny to think like now they're going to start giving a little bit back, but it is what it is, man. And that's awesome.
I just find it so weird that they're pushing IGTV now, but at the same point in time, they've like taken it away. Do you know what I mean?
When they drop this and they release it to more than 200 people and it becomes more mainstream, you're going to get people that are like, I am going to drop the sickest 2 minute and 5 second IGTV video. You don't think so?
But here's the I think what's happening now, especially with reels, that's hard to say.
They can just crush that. Instagram itself could put that on the, like they could move that aside and start promoting IGTV anytime they want, right?
Which is fair, but I think people's like ability to watch longer form content specifically on these platforms when you've got like 15 second reels or like the TikToks and like all these different things, like it starts to play with your psyche, right? Like I don't want to watch a 2 minute video while I'm scrolling through.
That may be why they're trying to separate it almost from.
That's true, you know, because they did mention as well that like they're starting to push downloading the actual IGTV app again.
Yeah. Are they? Remember when that almost first... like they're trying to make it a separate entity and almost be more of like
that.
A
I don't know if that would fly, like man. I don't know if that would fly.
It didn't fly at the beginning. Remember when IGTV first came out? It was a separate app.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I think when we went to Workbench Con, they added it to the thing, and then you could like have a 1 minute clip and then watch for longer or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know. You might have mentioned this when you were reading the article, but is there a minimum sort of like YouTube that you have to have a minimum number of hours viewed or minimum number of followers before you can monetize?
So there's going to be like a certain criteria that you have to reach in order for it. But I don't know if they're going to take that into consideration at the very beginning. Like, so for example, if it's a minimum of like, you have to have so many watch hours or so many whatever, I think everyone might start at zero, or if they factor in like how many followers you have, or if you have a swipe up or this, then you're going to be eligible for it.
I think sometimes you'll just see an IGTV video when they used to promote that, or even a Reels now, where it leads you to go to, and it's obviously a viral video, and then that account has like, it's a tiny account. So they might take into that, account your followers, but really if they want to push your one video, it doesn't matter how many followers, if they can make that one video massive.
Yeah. I find it interesting though that they specifically mention like your content that you own specifically, because even with these reels that they've released, I really think that they wanted like to draw in the creators, like the TikTok crowd, like to bring those in. But what I have seen is just regurgitated, recycled material from TikTok. Like people are just taking TikTok videos and putting them on reels. Yeah.
I'm so sick of opening up Instagram and seeing what in my mind is a TikTok as the big picture in my explore right now. You know, and I'm sorry, but usually it's someone dancing. Like Instagram is now becoming what I didn't want it to become. That's not what I want to be fed mainly, but you know, they're trying to keep up with the times, right? So that's an awesome way of making money, man. So that'll be fun. What else? Sponsored posts. That's one of the main ones. We talked about that. We've dived into in a bunch of different episodes. That's a huge way of making money.
Have you guys used sponsored posts like to put money behind it? I haven't tested this yet.
Like your own, you mean? Or yes. I'm talking more like working with a brand and then have to say at the top.
I know that, but that's more of like a brand deal thing or whatever. Like,
so I did. I have to be honest, I did, man. I've used it before because I had a $30 credit given to me from Instagram. For some reason, they said you have a $30 credit to a sponsored post. So I pumped up a post once, and it actually did pretty well, but I don't notice the difference in terms of I wouldn't pay again probably.
I tried it once and I didn't see much of a difference.
Recently, though.
No, it's not recently. It was probably close to a year ago. But then I did speak to somebody and they were saying that you don't promote a recent post. If you've posted in the last week or so, you don't promote that because Instagram's just going to take it and throw it to all the people that it would normally show it to and make you pay them for where they'd be showing it anyway.
Yeah. So
the person I was talking to was like, you got to take a post that you did a month ago that's already been out to all of those regular people. Now you promote it and now it's going to all, you know, new faces.
So this is my theory, though. If the three of us are in this little rut, I'm interested to see if we take a post, like a popular post, and we sponsor it. and put some money behind it.
Should we do that on the For the Gram page as an experiment?
See, yeah. And then see if we gain any traction or if it breaks any barriers or if we notice any difference.
It would be interesting just to see the analytics. It would have to be a cool photo, but
I'm interested to see if that would work. But
you know what I don't like to see though, and I'm talking myself personally, me. I don't like to promote a post and then it's being fed to like you guys or all my normal followers.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
remember when we did that we did the Rust-Oleum thing and it was like all of my followers are sending us that post, like the stories that we did. I was like, why are you guys seeing this?
I know. Yeah. The three of us did an ad for Rust-Oleum, who we love. And then it was, they sponsored it on their end, which they do whatever they want, but then it was being fed to all of our community.
Right.
So they're all making fun of us like, hey, you guys are in this ad. I thought it was just one of your stories popping up and it was funny, man. Can you guys think of any other like little tidbits, ways to make money?
You can get other people to promote your stuff. Like I know Dom probably doesn't know who this person is, but like Drake's doing a really good job at that right now. Right. He has a new album coming out, Certified Lover Boy, and he's got like specific merchandise just for this album, and he is sending it out to like every single influencer that he can think of, and they're all promoting his stuff, and his album's not even out yet. I bet you Dom didn't even know that is happening.
That's what albums are.
Are you talking about Jake the Snake?
What? I don't even know what that is.
Come on, you don't know Jake the Snake Roberts?
It sounds like a porn star.
Didn't that guy pass away in real life, Jake the Snake?
No, I think he's still alive.
He is?
I think so.
Okay, well, we might as well just go into the mailbag. I got the voice of an angel, and I use it for the mailbag.
I'm laughing at your last week's one, man. That was weeks ago or whenever it was where I don't do that ever again. Like I couldn't handle that. I watched it like four times and each time I was laughing out loud and crying.
I was so, editing it and I was like in.
Did you make that longer in editing? No, be honest.
I was this close to shortening it because I was in tears laughing, but I'm like, I don't know if this is funny because like one of those, like you had to be there moments.
Yeah. I think it still is a little bit about that, but then we got a couple messages where people were like, I was laughing in the bank lineup today and I was laughing in the car with the family. And so it's, you know,
I played it for Robin right before I posted it. And I was like, is this too much? And
she's an idiot. That all her wives do.
What the hell is wrong with you? You can't. That's not you. That
my
is
wife
not
would throw
you.
Her headphones off and be like, I don't want to listen to this shit. Like, that's it. Depends. You know, you have to know your audience, right?
Honestly, I only continue to do this podcast so I could hear Mark sing that every time we do it.
You know what? Yeah. I practice it when I'm in traffic.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You know,
that was very good, man.
So, what's our mailbag?
Why don't we hop right into the mailbag and. I got a couple questions here, actually. So when you guys are ready, I'm going to get going with the first one from at Willow Lane Design Co.
Willow Lane Design Co.
Yep, Willow Lane Design Co. Repetitive. All right. Is it possible to grow your IG without making videos or really being in front of the camera at all? Dom, just because you're looking at me.
I don't know what Mark's doing.
Are you doing notes, Mark?
I was reading that article.
It is, but I think it's a heck of a lot harder.
Yeah. I think in terms of if you're gonna break up that question without making videos, depends on your definition of grow. You could grow huge with just photos. Some people really do. Some people have incredible feeds with just photos. From my personal experience, videos always, on my feed, videos always do better than photos. Once in a while, there's an anomaly. A photo blows up. it does, you know, there's good insights with certain photos. I find videos are the way to go. And without being in front of the camera at all, man, we've touched on this so many times. I think people need to know who's behind the brand. If you're branding yourself.
Yeah. Like if you're branding your brand, I don't think you need to. If you are like, I guess we need more information to kind of make this make any sense, because I think it's bad advice to say video, because there's a lot of people that aren't incapable of making good video. And sure. That's the part where, like, if you are okay at making good video, then yes, video. If you're not or like if it's just one video, it's not going to do anything. Like, and that's the and I don't want to sound like a dick, but I want to give advice that people are going to be able to hold on to, right? Like,
if you're going to make video, don't make it crappy in the opinion of others that you trust. Like, you might think it's a great video. If you can, send it out to two or three buddies or even some influencers that you like their style, right? Yeah. Like, pick a few people that you like and just go, hey, I'm super new to this or whatever, and I want to drop this video. Any advice? And then you just have to have thick skin if you really want the truth, right?
Right.
Anyway, sorry.
If you're comfortable taking photos and you're comfortable like showcasing your brand and your photography's on point, I don't think you need to post videos, because there's a lot of, you know, blogger accounts out there that are massive, like hundreds of thousands, and there's no videos on their page whatsoever.
Photos, yeah.
But just photos.
I'll say, I don't think you may not necessarily need videos, but I do think you need to show a bit of yourself.
Even maybe if that's Willow Lane Design Co. meant. Maybe they meant, like, do you have to make videos and be in front of the camera? Maybe they're referring to stories.
I think you do need to show a little. I think it's maybe 3 years ago, you could get away with it and grow your brand pretty big without showing your face. But I think today it would be very, very difficult to, even if you just want to build your brand and not necessarily make yourself your brand. I still think unless you're a huge brand that people already know, you're not going to gain traction. Small brands or people starting out, people want that personal connection.
I like those Friday introductions or whatever. Yeah. Once in a while you're like, hey, I've been following this person or I've seen this person's handle a lot. That's cool. I've never actually knew who's there, right? Behind it.
Yeah. I don't like introductions. I don't like that. I don't know what it is. I don't mind getting to know someone.
Mark hates people. He doesn't want to know anyone, guys.
Don't you like to see the face behind the account?
Like, so it's been done. It's like people have been doing it for 2 years. It's like, hey, meet the maker Monday or I don't know. Like, just think of something, an original way to show your face. I don't know. That's just me.
That's fair. I'm going to drop a Friday introduction.
I was going to make for sure. I was going to make you my follow Friday this week, but now I'm not going to do it anymore.
My bad.
It's Wood Crush Wednesday, bro. Come on. It's Tool Tuesday, man. Come on. You have to post a tool on Tuesday. All right, let's move on. So hopefully we answered your question. And if we didn't, hop on board again. Hop on our page. Send us another question. We always post them.
It can be done, but you better have some like incredibly good content if you're not trying to use video or show your...
It depends on what your definition of grow is, right? Like, I grew fine with no videos for years.
Yeah, again, like I said, that's you can't compare that. That's 2-3 years ago versus
today.
You're
talking about like Wayne Gretzky's generation versus Sidney Crosby's. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, they're on
people. I don't know what they
I know. That's why I said that. They're on two different playing fields. You can't... We grew up like
Crosby's still not as good as Gretzky.
So we grew up and there was
he's
no
not.
Stories.
Don't ignore it. Wayne Gretzky is the greatest of all time.
It's debatable.
Maybe the only
Mario
person
Lemieux.
That could, yeah, I was about to say the only person that I think could have, if he had a career that was injury free, been better was Lemieux.
And that, my friends, is a Canadian argument right there. That is the definition of a Canadian
a question argument. Of making videos into who's the best hockey player. I think that
let's go grab a donut.
Yeah.
I'll hold the door.
Oh, look at this mailbag question. I love it because I love being called out. I love being questioned in my comments. I love when people hold me to something I say because it's fun. I just enjoy that. So this one comes from at @WabbySab_E, WabbySab, claiming your shadow. So first of all, we dropped an episode a while ago about shadow banning, and I was convinced that I'm shadow banned. However, WabbySab here, he says, claiming your shadow banned is all speculation. How is saying that not just a scapegoat? Ooh. So what he's saying basically is, hey, you're saying you're shadow banned. Really, you could just be sucking right now, and you're just saying using that as an excuse.
That's what we said. We said that at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's what our whole episode.
We literally said we have no idea. None of us work for Instagram.
It was all a speculation. I went listen to the episode in detail, and I say it. I literally say that this is the reason why I'm saying shadow banned versus I've just sucked. Because like it was overnight. It was like a light switch went off with the insights, with the content. My content remained the same. I don't know if I was shadow banned. There's no way anyone could ever say yes or no, but it's a good scapegoat. So I'm shadow banned, boys. I still am.
Yeah, just stop putting out shitty content, Vic. Yeah, exactly. You'll do better.
I gotta stop featuring you in anything. Ever since that wall video, I went down
again with these riddle mailbags. Like the mailbag, there's one rule with mailbags. It has to be a question.
Don't make it a riddle.
Stop.
I want another question like the one we got from the Riddler that time.
Remember that one?
We needed questions.
Four different translators to come up with a question.
I still have a headache from trying to figure that out.
It was like four words. Peanut butter, Skittles, and...
Lemons, anyways. North, doors, and rocks. We're like, this guy just gave us a haiku we're supposed to figure out, you know? All right, this guy I love in this Lefty's Woodshop. Great dude. He gave me 3 hats at a pub in Atlanta. We went over that story. Man, we have a lot of stories, eh? We have a lot of history here, guys. You're involved in history if you're listening to this. So Lefty asks, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the shop?
You just cut your finger off?
I was going to say, that one's an easy
too
one. Let's
soon,
move
man. Too soon, yeah, buddy.
I'm just looking at my middle finger that's missing a quarter of the tip. And
so ugly.
I would say that's so my biggest gross. Mistake.
If you didn't remind him about that, he was about to say that he put 80 grit sandpaper on his sander instead of 100 grit. That was his biggest mistake.
That day I did that, man, it was insane. It took me forever to resand. No, to get serious, that was the biggest mistake I've ever made. And who cares about these two? So let's cue the outro music. Dom, what's your biggest mistake ever in the shop?
I've come for the land down under.
Hey, that's a copyright. You can't use that. You can't use that song. It goes against the rules.
It's the only 80s song I know.
We won't be able to monetize this episode.
Yeah.
Shut down.
We got to start right back from the beginning. Start over. Welcome, everybody, to the For the
Gram. Patreon. We can't afford it.
This is the worst outro ever.
Yeah. This is the longest outro ever, too. Guys, we're paying for a professional editor. End it right now.
Reviews help, too. Please leave a review.
Become a Patreon.